BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
You ready? You're taking ages, Em.
Stop rushing me.
Well, you all set?
I just need to work out the best cut.
Weather's turning.
Is it?
Well, I said the two bigger branches to come down first, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty straightforward, hopefully.
It's a shame.
Sorry?
A few days' work would have been better. We need to be making as much money as possible, don't we? While we can.
Right.
While you're here.
While I'm not locked up, you mean, thank you.
I'm sorry, but it's not going to help if we don't face these things.
Please, Ed, can you give me a break? I'm sorry about quitting the tea room, but there weren't no other option. Fallon's been hurt enough.
This whole thing has been like massive self-harm, if you ask me. Exactly when we didn't need it.
Well, there's nothing we can do now, so we just have to get on with this.
When are they going to decide anyway? Might take forever.
Well, let's hope not, yeah? Move away then, so I'm going to get going before the rain starts.
Yeah, best hurry up. Sky's getting darker.
At last. Where you been?
Finishing my deliveries. Right, what are we doing?
Patching up this corner. Starting to rot at the bottom, look.
Well, we'll cover it for now. You got some treated board?
Yeah, but we'll need to sort it proper come the spring, William. It won't last another winter.
No, you're right. Well, give me the hammer, Dad. You hold it in position.
Okay.
Tap. How's Auntie Rosie?
Still needs loads of help. Even with the carers coming in.
So, how long's Mum going to stay with her? Hold it still.
Yeah, sorry. Well, she daren't leave till they've got a decent routine established. Any road, was it you or Edward what told your Mum about me and Susan?
Yeah, we both did.
I had a load of grief off her for that.
Well, you wouldn't listen to us, would you? Poor Susan, struggling on her own in the dairy as it is. You should see Bridge Farm. Tom and Helen are running around like headless chickens trying to muster some cover.
I couldn't care less about Bridge Farm. I don't know why you're still working there. Not after they sacked our George just because Brian Aldridge went round shouting the odds. And have they forced Emma out and all?
That's not what happened, Dad. And falling out with Susan and Neil don't help no one.
Yeah, well, at least I'm sticking up for George. Unlike the rest of you.
What?
Yeah, sitting on your backside while the law runs rings round him.
His solicitor's doing everything she can. It's just a process now. George pleads guilty, then they tell him his sentence.
Pardon my language, son, but that's cobblers. What exactly is this solicitor doing, then?
I don't know. Whatever needs doing.
You see? You ain't got a clue. She should be banging on doors to get him a lesser charge or finding a way to undermine the case. Anything. Are you listening?
I don't know what you want me to say.
Oh, right, that's it. I've had enough.
Where are you going? Are we sorting this barn or not?
Not.
Clear the drop zone.
Yeah, I'm clear. All good. The rain's getting worse, though, Em.
I know.
We're going to need to pack up.
Well, this will be the last section, then.
Is that your phone? Where is it? Oh, give me strength. Why'd you left it in a bag?
Clear the drop zone.
No, I'm not clear. I'm answering your phone. Whoa!
Ed?
What are you playing at? That missed me by inches.
Are you okay? I'm coming down.
She could have killed me for crying out loud.
Go on then, Tracy. What do you reckon?
It's very nice, yeah. Different.
Good different or bad different?
Well, I'm used to a normal apple pie, me. I ain't ready for the cheesiness, like I said to Kenton.
Ah, so he has been doing tastings.
Of course he has. I'd bring him my dandelion scones and do the same if I could be bothered to make any.
You've got to enter them for the flower and produce. Tracy, you'll have a great chance.
That reminds me. Jazza ought to start weeding the garden. We got plenty of dandelions.
Yeah, and we do want a lively show. Always cheers the village up.
Cheers Linda up any road.
Which is the same thing. Oh, did I tell you about Ruth? She was spitting tacks earlier.
Really? What's happened?
Oh, someone's only gone and stolen Rosie's sunflower.
What? What do you mean, stolen?
Dug it up.
You're kidding.
There's just this enormous grey hole there now. Rosie's that upset.
Unbelievable. What? Tracy? You've got to keep stum on this, Jolene. What? But I'm going to explode otherwise.
Go on.
It's Jazzer's sunflower that Rosie found behind Brookfield.
What? The one you were on about all last week?
He did, innit, with a bit of greenery.
Not well enough.
No, but when they found it, he went into this massive sulk.
He knows it's Rosie who's entering it.
Oh, yeah. But he's behaving like a five-year-old himself now, isn't he? Digging it up, I ask you.
You don't know for definite it were him.
Of course it were.
So, what are you going to do?
Oh, he's got to give it back, ain't he? Somehow.
But you're okay, it didn't hit you.
I'm fine. Stop fussing. That close, Em.
I shouted and you said clear.
I said not clear, because I was trying to answer your phone.
We can't go in the drop zone to answer the phone.
I thought it might be another job come up, and we need all the work that we can get.
Yeah, well, not if you're lying in the hospital or you're dead. Don't you think I've got enough on my conscience as it is?
Shh! Customer will hear you. Lucky for us he wasn't watching.
Yeah. We need to stop anyway now because of the rain, but we've got to sort this out, Ed.
I know.
We can't work safely if we're constantly distracted or getting at each other.
Let's just pack up. Talk in the truck.
Okay, yeah.
No worries. Enjoy your pipe, my darling. Oh, Tracy, you're back. Hey, you're soaking.
Oh, it's pouring out there.
Is it? I'm glad I'm in here then. Your hair is dripping. Let me get you a towel. Oh,
cheers, Jolene.
Did you find the missing sunflower?
Oh, I found it all right.
Here you go.
Oh, ta. Yeah, took some searching. That's why I'm so wet. It's sat in a pot round the back of our shed.
He ain't giving up easy, is Jazzer? Still determined to win.
Even if he breaks a little girl's heart.
How are you going to get it back to Brookfield?
Well, he carted it from Brookfield to our back garden, didn't he?
And all without you seeing a thing. I reckon he'd need a little helper, you know? As lookout.
Lookout? Mm. Nah, Brad and Chelsea wouldn't help him do that.
Which only leaves one person.
Eh? Oh.
Oh, he'd love it. Your dad. Jazzer's partner in crime, eh? Giving him the all clear from his wheelchair.
Maybe. It'll take a military operation to get us safely back onto Brookfield territory. But I tell you what, Jolene, that sunflower's going back.
Come on, Dad. I thought we were fixing the barn up.
I'm too busy now, ain't I?
This shed ain't been tidied for months. Why is it suddenly needed now?
Because it ain't been tidied for months.
Look, I've asked George loads of times, and Emma has. He's happy with the way things are going.
Happy?
Well, not happy, no, but he's more settled, like, calmer. He knows it's up to the court now. And hopefully, we'll get a good judge.
This is exactly what I'm talking about, William. Listen, son. You reckon Brian Aldridge would be looking at it like that?
Why do you keep on about Brian? He ain't got nothing to do with it.
Because the likes of him or Justin Elliott, they'd never say, it's up to the court or let's hope for a good judge. They'd be out there trying to beat the system, wouldn't they? They'd never leave it to chance.
This ain't about chance, it's about justice.
But justice ain't one thing, William. It ain't dished out the same for everyone.
Well, okay, if we were millionaires.
Now look, you've got to use your head. You're like a rabbit stuck in the headlights.
Me and Emma might go to prison, Dad. It's hard to focus when you've got that hanging over you.
I know, son. But you got to get grip. This is our George we're talking about. And for all his hard man chat,
I know.
He's too soft to get through a sentence unscathed. Mm. Your boy needs all the help he can get. So we need to use our brains, yeah? See how we can help him.
His solicitor knows what she's doing. Honest. And all I want to do is make sure he's okay in himself. Prepare him, like.
So you don't even want to try. That's fine. I'll do it myself.
I'd better check on the texels.
I thought we were going to talk.
Yeah.
That weren't just my fault, Ed. It was both of us not concentrating.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
We can't make mistakes like that. We need to learn from it. Ed?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Hey.
If you go to prison.
Nor me. But you can't let the business fail, all right? Whatever happens. I'd need something for when I come out. I couldn't face it being inside, knowing everything's gone to pieces here. You and Kira.
Kira.
You and Kira have to be strong, right? You'll have my mum and dad, your mum and dad, Oliver. There'll be people helping all the time.
Yeah, I know.
But the business, that's down to you. Especially if Will's sent down too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'll try my best. I promise.
We've worked too hard for this. We can't throw it away.
No. No way.
Good. And the other thing.
Yeah.
You have to find a way of forgiving me. Please.
I know. But I can't seem to. It's going to take time.
We ain't got time. And the thought that I've messed things up between us, Ed, it's too much for me. I never meant for this to happen.
No.
I never meant for any of it to happen.
Oh, if we could just rewind to before the crash, I'd have George in a headlock so he couldn't leave home that night.
Then you'd have got arrested.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be worth it.
Who's that now? Oh, it's Will. Hiya, Will.
Em, have you had a letter?
What? Who from?
They ain't going to prosecute.
What?
I just opened a letter. I think you'll get one as well. They're leaving us alone.
Ed, we've been let off.
What?
We're okay.
Emma. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I'm just about to tell Poppy. I'll see you later.
But we're going to be all right.
I can't believe it, Warren.
Oh, it's a miracle is what it is. I'll have to ring my mum. She's been so worried. But Ed, please, look at me.
No, because I'm going to cry again.
Oh, come here, you idiot. You are going to forgive me, aren't you? Please. We can't have this thing between us. We can't.
I'm going to try, Em. I swear to you, I'll try my absolute best.
That's all I'm asking. Oh, I'm so relieved.
I know. Me too.
Thank you. Thank you.